This is the Leadership Forum.
Consider, if everybody did what you are doing, would the world be a better place? That's a principle for just checking whether what you are doing is correct.
Welcome to the Leadership Forum, where we explore principles, practices, and perspectives of effective leadership.
A very good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are watching us from. I know that there are people who are watching us online. You are tuned in right here where you listen and live. This is Hope FM. And of course, today I'm hosting Reverend Dr. Bishop David Oginde. I know those are very many titles, but it's important. Yes?
I don't know why you insist.
It's important. It's important. Karibu sana.
Asante sana.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Before we even talk to people, telling them, how to start right, how has your year begun?
The year's begun well.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have hit the ground running.
Okay.
It has really started with a lot of activities, engagements.
Mm-hmm.
Busy but good.
Busy but good.
Busy but good.
Wow.
Yes.
We thank the Lord. Now, before we give him an opportunity to also start and tell us what he has prepared for us today, allow me to remind you that you can actually interact with us on our social media platforms. Our WhatsApp number is 0717-400-555, 0717-400-555, and our text line is 20933. And of course, at the tail end, about 15 minutes to 1, he's going to be answering your questions. Before we talk about starting right, Bishop, possibly when the year was ending, the 25th, we did a program and you really ministered to people. A lot of people started questioning, do I really know God? I even shared that example somewhere. And
which one is this?
Oh, you said it's important for us when we go for birthday parties, it would be very bad if you came back, you've eaten the cake, you bought present and everything, but you do not know the celebrant. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that.
Yes, so a lot of people were challenged. So I just wanted to give you an opportunity. Maybe you can start and challenge people. I know maybe in your preparation you already did that, but what's the importance of starting with God?
What is the importance of starting with God?
Yes.
Ah, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was speaking to Kenyans in diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
And they had asked me to talk about God is doing something new.
Wow.
Forget about the past,
mm-hmm.
which is from Isaiah, but I chose to speak from the book of Haggai.
Okay.
And to just share
mm-hmm.
what God told Haggai.
Mm-hmm.
God through Haggai told Zerubbabel,
yes,
and Joshua, who were to restart the building,
mm-hmm.
Because the building had stayed, they had started the foundation, then it was abandoned, and now it was a long time, and they were to start the building.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of, difficulty in,
yes,
going about that.
Mm-hmm.
But God came and assured Zerubbabel and Joshua,
mm-hmm.
to be strong, to be courageous, and to do the work.
Wow.
And he said,
mm-hmm.
I will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Silver and gold is mine. And the glory of this new house is going to be greater than the glory of the former. So that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I focused on was that message from God saying, I will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the significance of that? And my proposal was that God's presence with us in any venture that we undertake is the most important thing that can happen to anybody.
Yes.
If you are a reader of scriptures, you'll find that the many successful people in scripture, the one thing that the scripture keeps saying, mm-hmm. is that the hand of the Lord
was upon him. Yes.
Whether it is Joseph in Pharaoh's house, he was successful because the hand of the Lord was upon him. Because the favor of God. And you find that throughout scripture, when the favor of God was upon anyone, there was great success.
Yes.
So I was telling the people yesterday that this message to Zerubbabel that I will be with you was perhaps the greatest. I know many of us like that part of silver is mine and gold is mine.
Yes, you know? Yes.
That one makes us excited. We want money.
Yes.
But even without money, if you have God, you have everything. Because that is what will cause you to be successful. So I shared from the example of Moses. So Moses, they have been in this place, the desert, for a long time. And God tells them now they need to move. And God even assures them and says, I'm going to send, you are going to be successful. You're going to fight these tribes, and I'm going to send an angel ahead of you so that he can fight with your battles and so on. But Moses says, I don't want angels.
Yeah.
I want you to go with us. And if your presence is not going to go with us,
yes,
then don't send us from this place. That is, again, a very powerful testimony of a person who recognizes that it is not my effort. It is not even angels.
Yeah.
You know, for us, if we were to hear that from God today, that I'm sending an angel, I mean, we are happy. Oh. We are glad. But not for Moses, because Moses had encountered God at a personal level.
Yes.
On a face-to-face basis. So he knew what difference the presence of God makes in the life of an individual. So he was not going to accept angels to go with him.
Yeah.
He wanted God himself. And so he said, I'm willing to wait. If you are busy now, I'm willing to wait.
Yes.
But we are not moving from here until your presence goes with us. And I think the long answer to your short question to me is that as people of God, we must recognize that the presence of God is what makes a difference. It is not our efforts. It is not the equipment we have. It is not all these things that we put in place, the strategies, the plans, and we are going to talk about them. That is not what will make the difference. What will make the difference is God with me.
Wow.
It's God with me.
That's powerful. It's the presence of God is the distinguishing factor between a believer and the world. Of course, if you're dwelling in Christ.
Actually, what you've said is exactly what Moses said.
Yes.
Moses said, how will people know that we are your people if your presence is not with us? In other words, he was saying that if your presence is not with us, we are just like ordinary folks.
Yeah.
We're just like all the others.
Mm-hmm.
But it is that presence that distinguishes us from the rest of the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, that's powerful.
It's very true.
That's powerful. Thank you so much. So, watu watafute Mungu kabisa.
If they had lost him in Jerusalem, like Mary.
You know, right now people are in prayer and fasting, looking, you know, to find out, Lord, what do you have in store for me? That's what I meant. Seek the Lord when he may be found.
Yes, that is true. That is true. We many of us, including ourselves here in Sitam, we are in that season of prayer and fasting.
Yes.
But Bishop yesterday made a very powerful statement. I had to write it down.
Yes.
That prayer is not persuading God to do what he is reluctant to do.
Oh.
Prayer is... I can't get the right words how he put it, but he was saying that prayer is accepting the willingness of God.
Wow.
Tapping into the willingness of God, I think that's how he put it, something like that. I don't want to misquote my bishop, but I had to even write it. In fact, I thought I wrote it down.
Wow.
That many times we come to God in prayer thinking that we want to persuade him because he's reluctant, you know, to give me what I want.
Yes.
So I go into prayer and fasting so that he can be convinced.
No. it would even look like you're bribing God.
Yes.
Yes.
Our praying and fasting is not what is going to unlock doors, as if we didn't pray, God would not. Mm-hmm. I have told people that if I depended on my prayers, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Very true.
Because I'm not a prayer warrior. I'm not a prayer person. I struggle with prayers, believe it or not. Yeah. So if God were to reward me according to my prayers, I would be very far down behind.
Wow.
God has called us into a relationship. And that relationship is based on his grace and mercy.
Wow.
Not on our works, not on our prayers, not on our fasting. It is based on his love for us. Yes.
Like a father to a child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if I choose to go and sit at the feet of God for a few days in prayer and fasting, I don't then think I can come there with a reward, you know, I've seen how serious you are. No. God blesses us because he's a God who blesses.
Amen.
He loves us. He cares for us, you know. And therefore, whatever he does for us because of love.
Yes.
He does for us because of his grace and because of his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So our praying and our fasting is going to sit at his feet to express to him, like a child who brings a sweet to the father.
Yeah.
You know.
Say thank you.
What value is a sweet?
To someone who has a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
Who is paying your school fees.
Yes.
Who is buying your clothing you.
Yes.
So when a child brings a sweet to you and you are so excited about it, you are not excited because that sweet will add any value or make you think, but it is showing a relationship.
Yes.
That this child wants to cultivate a relationship with me. You know? That is what our prayer and fasting is. It's like giving God a sweet.
Wow.
Why would that cause him now to do things on? No, it is cultivating a relationship. It is saying that we are in this thing together.
You matter to me.
Yes.
Wow, powerful.
That's to me, that's how I look at it. But as for his blessing, he'll still pay my school fees even if I don't give him a suite.
Very true.
Yes.
Very true. Because his love, he says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Very true.
It's not conditional. I think it's Jeremiah somewhere, 33 or something. Thank you so much, Bishop. Oh, thank you for helping us. Do you know why I think that's very profound? Is because sometimes you will find people saying, some people have even been taken to hospital because they fasted themselves into a condition, you know,
it
maybe.
It is crazy.
Yes.
That is now religion.
Yeah.
That is not Christianity.
It's not relationship.
It's not a relationship.
Because even if you had agreed with your dad, today let's not fast, let's fast because of 1, 2, 3 things, and then you started feeling dizzy, and then you ate a banana and told him, I don't think he would be like, you wicked child.
You see, the good thing about God,
yes,
which many of us sometimes don't
struggle.
Realize,
mm-hmm.
is that God sees the heart.
Yeah.
So when you are going to eat that banana, is it out of rebellion or is it out of need? Do you see?
Yes, yes.
You had promised. You know, why was Ananias struck dead?
Oh, because he had promised. He had said, maybe because he thought he could cheat God.
He did not keep his
promise. Yeah.
He was under no obligation, and that's what Peter told him. Before you promised this thing, it was yours.
Yeah, from
the
beginning.
Nobody forced you. You willingly said, I am going to sell this land. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring the money to the house of God.
Mm.
It was your choice. Now, after you have said that yourself,
mm-hmm.
then you go and then keep part of it and then come and pretend that you have brought the whole amount.
Mm.
That is what God had problems with.
Yeah.
That's what God...
The heart.
So you had promised God, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be eating lunch.
Yes.
Mm. That is your own promise.
God, you're the one who
push you.
Yes.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you feel hungry,
mm-hmm.
and you want to eat a banana,
mm-hmm.
it is still within your ability. It does not change God.
Very true.
But be honest and sincere about it.
Yes.
And God sees the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is not an issue of, if we go back to Ananias, if Ananias had come,
mm-hmm.
and said, we sold our land,
yeah.
it was 3.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
But because of certain needs in the house,
yeah.
we decided to keep 1 million,
mm-hmm.
but we have brought 2.5.
Honesty with God.
There would have been no problem. That mm-hmm. record would not be in scripture.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Wow.
But it is in pretending that they have brought the whole amount when they have not.
Mm-hmm.
Is that was the problem. That was where the problem was. So when you have promised that I'm going to do this kind of fast,
mm-hmm.
and it is your own volition, God has not forced you. God
yeah.
does not need our fasting.
Mm-hmm. It's
no.
actually for our own good.
It is
good.
Our own good. And
yeah.
I'm the one who has chosen.
Mm.
I'm going to fast from 6 to 6,
mm.
you know. And then I'm pretending. and when
yes.
people are not there, I sneak and eat lunch.
Yeah.
But God sees you.
God does.
God does see you. So mm-hmm. let's be honest with God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be open to God. And let's have a relationship with God.
With God.
Let's not have these transactional
relationships
where you think that if I fast 90 days, 100
mm-hmm.
days,
mm-hmm.
I am better than the person who has fasted 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It is mm-hmm. not the number of days.
Yes.
It is the status of the heart.
Wow.
And what you're giving.
Powerful. Thank you so much. You have helped a lot of people.
I hope so.
I'm not confused.
Maybe I've even confused more.
No, I don't think so. You know, the reason why I'm saying that is because, and I know you have seen people who have actually gone to hospital because
they were dehydrated
and all that.
There was a very good sister in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And was very given to prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
One time I told her, please,
mm-hmm.
you can't manipulate God into doing what you want him to do. Stop
yeah.
fasting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it.
Yes.
Because every time she's in a fast, every time she's in a fast, she has grown so thin,
mm-hmm.
so weak,
mm-hmm.
and so on. It doesn't give glory to God.
Yeah.
It does not.
Very
but we somehow we believe that, oh, the more I fast, the more I do this, God will come through for me. No,
mm-hmm.
God does not need our fasting.
Yes.
He doesn't.
Wow.
And to me, that's how I look at it. I compare us. I like comparing our relationship with God
mm-hmm.
with our relationship with our children.
Yes, yes.
It sobers me up.
Mm.
You know? I could even have very bad feeling, my children have done whatever. Then I travel outside.
Mm-hmm.
I buy them nice clothes. I come with them. It is not dependent on what they have done.
Yeah.
It is because they are my children.
Wow.
And I love them. So what I do to them, there's a time I was preaching in Valley Road
mm-hmm.
and on a similar theme.
Yes.
And I was saying, how many of you parents, mothers mm-hmm. particularly,
mm-hmm.
run after a child
mm.
with a spoon of food. You know, mommy, just come, take this one
just
more. Just this one more.
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm.
How many?
Many?
And the child does not want, and they are running around. And you run after them with a spoon of food. Because why? You know it is good for them.
Good for them, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I imagine God runs after us with food. God runs after us with all this blessing.
Yeah.
It is not us chasing God for the blessing.
Wow.
It is God chasing us with his blessing. The only problem is that many times we are not there. And that's why we're talking about the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to give you this blessing, but he has not seen you for the last several years.
You have to reintroduce yourself again.
He has not seen you for the whole week.
Yes. Oh.
You have not been in presence for the last 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
So how will he give you this blessing and you are not near him?
May the Lord help us. Know? Bishop, yes. I think I'm going to ask you, because I feel very strongly, 1 minute, just pray for someone to understand God's love before we move on, please. I feel that's the... You've talked about God's presence, which is very important, but I also feel in there is understanding I'm loved.
Oh, so much.
Because
the Bible says, while we were still sinners
Christ died for us.
Why? A demonstration of God's love. So the Bible says that God shows us his love in this, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
Please pray for someone.
Amen. Lord, we want to come before you this morning, and we want to thank you for the gift of life that you have given us so freely to be able to see this new year 2026. There are many people who planned, prepared, organized, strategized to be in this year, but have not seen it. But by your grace and mercy, we are here today. I want to pray for each one of us that as we start on this journey of 2026, that we'll seek your presence, that we'll be abiding in your presence. And that, Lord, as we do so, we would recognize the great love that you have lavished us with, so that we are called your children. We are co-heirs with Christ, your Son who came from heaven. And so I pray that this reality, this truth will be so embedded in our hearts and our spirits that whether things go right or go wrong, whether we achieve our ambitions and dreams or not, whether we are healthy or sick, that it would be so rooted in our spirit that the love of God is with me. In hospital, in my business, in every place where I am, God is with me and he loves me. That, Father, this will transform us, how we look at things that happen around us and how we go about our lives. May you lead us and guide us. And if there's anybody who has not associated themselves with you through becoming your child according to your word, which you said as many as believed in him, Jesus Christ, they were given the power to become children of God. If there's any such person, and you are listening to me this morning, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
And I turn my life over to you.
And I turn my life over to you.
Forgive me my sin.
Forgive me my sin.
And wash me from all unrighteousness.
And wash me from all unrighteousness.
And make me a child of God.
And make me a child of God.
Help me, Heavenly Father.
Help me, Heavenly Father.
From this day.
From this day.
To live for you.
To live for you.
And to walk with you.
And to walk with you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I want to pray for any person who has said that prayer. May you flood their souls and their hearts with joy and the assurance that now they are children of God and they can partake of the blessings at the table of the Lord. And help them, O God, in their journey to walk with you all the days of their lives. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much. Allow me to just
today
ask
you have really
somebody.
Turned me into a pastor. Yes, go ahead.
If you have just given your life to Jesus, I believe that's one of the reasons why you came today.
Amen.
Somebody may have just started right with God in his salvation journey.
Amen.
Yes. So if you have just done that, kindly write to us on 0717-400-555. We are going to help you. You're going to forward your number to a counselor who will help you in your new journey of salvation.
You want to say that number again? You said so fast.
0717-400-555. 0717-400-555. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you very much. So we will continue because you've already started.
We have started right.
We have started right. God. Right with God.
Yes.
Yes. So what did you have in mind when you talked about starting right?
Actually, this was not my idea. But my colleague at the Catalyst, as we were thinking of what could we do in this season of Leadership Forum.
Yes.
She came up with this idea of, why don't you say something about starting right?
Wow, beautiful.
And made this profound comment that I believe that things don't go wrong. They start wrong.
Wow.
Yes. Oh. And I thought that was so profound.
It
I said,
is.
Let's do it.
Yes.
And here we are.
Wow, so, that's powerful.
So I then went now reflecting on that whole thing. And I must say that the whole weekend I was reflecting. And the more I thought about it, the more excited I was about that whole idea of starting right.
Right.
So actually, I have entitled this few sessions that we are going to have, Start Right to Finish Well.
Start Right to Finish Well.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's what we want to talk about. Because as I was actually reflecting, I thought of, indeed it is true. When you see buildings collapse.
Oh, something happened at the foundation.
Something happened a long time ago.
When
you see trains derail. When you see organizations shut down, when you see marriages collapse, it is not, these are not sudden occurrences.
No.
Something has been happening along the way.
Yes.
And according to Jesus, there's something foundational. Because he said there were two builders who built.
Yes.
One on sand, but the other one
on solid
rock.
Ground. Yes.
When the storms of life, not of life, the real storms came. When the storms came.
Yes.
And the rains beat upon these two houses. One collapsed, but the other one stood.
Yes.
Why? Because the foundation was laid right. You know?
Yes.
And therefore, we can say that these two builders, one started right, one did not.
Yes.
You know?
So
there are some of us who start projects, start ideas, start journeys, start businesses, start, you know, start. But have we stepped back to find out how do I lay the right
foundation.
How do I lay the right foundation? Because things don't just fail. Things don't just fall apart. There's something that causes them
to fall apart.
So most leaders, when you come now from a leadership perspective, as I was thinking about this, most leadership failures are not the result of bad intentions, but they are the outcome of a wrong start. You know, many times we start with activity rather than purpose. So we put in effort before we know even direction, you know. So what we would like to look at, therefore, is from a leadership perspective, where does the starting right begin?
Okay.
And in my view, it starts before the foundation. The foundation, by the time you're digging a foundation,
you have thought about
already decided you're going to build. Right?
Yes, yes.
So foundation we'll talk about next time.
Next time. Oh, so you want to talk about the thought process.
The thought before the foundation even started. You know?
Yes.
A person has to have the thought that I want to build a house before they can start to dig that foundation. So the first thing is the dream of this house that we want to put up.
Yes.
If we use that analogy. So it starts with a dream.
Yes.
And that's what I want to talk about today. That starting right is dreaming right. If you are not dreaming right, or if you don't even have a dream at all, then it means that you will already have started wrong. Dreams are so important because that is what will help you to know where you are going and what you want to do. Great success starts with a great dream.
Yeah.
It's amazing where we are today that some people somewhere have thought and dreamt that we can replicate the human brain in doing work. And that is what is now called the artificial intelligence.
Yes.
That we can replicate the intelligence of a human being and make it work for even those of us who are not intelligent. And it is working.
Yes, it is.
It is happening. Those kinds of people are dreamers. Those kinds of people are, while we are sleeping, they are dreaming. And they are dreaming in the right direction. So great ideas start with great dreams. Right now, we are at that place where, I don't know whether the people still practice this, writing New Year resolutions.
Yeah, many people still do. Okay, some just say them.
Yeah.
But there are some
the who fact write. That you said it is okay.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be written. But okay. When you listen to many of our New Year resolutions.
Yes.
I must start a business this year. I want to give up this habit this year. I want to get married this year. Want to, you know, all those very nice resolutions.
Yes.
It has been shown that many of them don't last even until March.
They don't have the staying power.
That is the question I want to ask.
Okay.
Why don't they stay that long? Why don't these resolutions get to March, survive 3 months?
Maybe because someone, how do I say it? You just said it. Okay, the closest I can think of is Jesus. He said, there's a story in the Bible where Jesus said, don't be like that man who didn't sit down and plan. And people came and saw a house that is built and said, this person started and did
not.
Yes.
Right. And that is so critical. So, here is a person who thought I should put up a house.
And it was an exciting idea.
And it was an exciting idea.
Yes.
And they even started.
Yes.
And went. They got to some place and then the building stopped.
Yes.
And Jesus said, as people passed by, they thought this guy was foolish.
Oh.
Why did he start and then did not finish? And many of us are in that category. How many buildings that we have started are not finished?
Yeah.
Let me speak to myself. How many books have started? This year, one of the resolutions put out at least one book.
Mm-hmm.
I pray God will help me to do so.
Yes.
Because I have so many unfinished
projects,
buildings,
mm-hmm.
in terms of books,
yes.
in my computer.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them. I know here in the Leadership Forum, people keep asking, mm-hmm. where is that book? And I keep promising. So we have these many great ideas that we have, but never come to fruition. And mm-hmm. I was asking, thinking to myself, why?
Mm-hmm.
What is the problem? If we now, I go to Julia's comment that things just don't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They start wrong.
Yes.
So where, how does it start wrong? And also the idea that it is perhaps not a captivating dream.
Okay.
Because dreams are what shaped what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And when a dream is real,
mm-hmm.
it will not allow you to sleep.
Yeah. Very true. You'll be sleeping and thinking, I should have done something about it.
Yes.
Pushed a little more. Yeah.
Dreams. In fact, that's why I was saying this thing was getting so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, again, recently I was speaking on the book of Daniel.
Yes.
And Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
Yes.
I think I should preach as someone called Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
Yes.
And the Bible says he could not sleep.
Yes.
Because of that dream. He could not understand. He did not understand what it was about, but it has kept him awake.
Mm-hmm.
His son, Belshazzar, also mm-hmm. came and he had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
That dream caused his knees to knock.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says. His mm-hmm. knees were knocking against each other.
Yes.
Because of this dream.
Mm-hmm.
Pharaoh had a dream and he could not sleep. He mobilized his whole team
mm-hmm.
to come and give him interpretation. The
yes.
whole palace guard, the advisors, the magicians, and everyone. He was here. I want to know what this thing is about.
Mm-hmm.
Until Joseph came to help him.
Yes.
But I'm going ahead of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but what you see on these people is mm-hmm. that their dreams so captivated them that they could not sleep, they could not eat, they could not, you know, until they find out what is the meaning of this dream.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Jr. is known for his great and powerful speech called, I have a dream. You know?
Yes.
That I have a dream caused him to stand against guns.
Yeah.
To stand against the forces of government.
Mm-hmm.
Because he saw something mm-hmm. that was so captivating. Eventually, it led to his death.
So can dreams also, because when you say that, I'm also thinking there's something about conviction there.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's, you have brought it to where it is.
Okay.
Conviction.
Conviction.
Because if you don't start with a conviction,
mm-hmm.
your dream will not take you to past March.
Yeah. And we want to get to December.
it won't take you there.
Yes.
This dream must so captivate your heart
mm-hmm.
and create such a conviction that you are willing to climb mountains,
mm-hmm.
go through barriers and everything else so that you can realize the outcome of this dream.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that is where it begins. So if you say, for example,
mm-hmm.
I want to get married this year, why?
Oh, there should be a conviction. Why am I getting married?
Yes.
What is the purpose of it?
Exactly.
Oh, Bishop, are you saying that sometimes we have dreams for the wrong reasons?
They are not even dreams. In the first place, it's because
so and
my
so.
My friend last year got married.
Yes.
Now this year also I must get married.
Yes.
You see, that's not a dream.
Oh, what's that? How do we? Where
that's
do
a competition.
We?
That's a comparison. So and so started a business, so I also want to start a business. So and so went to school, I also want to go to school.
Yes.
So it is not. There is no conviction. So you go to school and I have seen people start master's programs, PhD programs, degree programs, and they fall by the wayside. They are not able to hold on to the end. Why?
Yes.
Because it was not born out of conviction.
Yes.
It was born out of everybody is going back to school. I'm the only one left.
Oh.
I'm the only one not going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So you go there and you find this thing is not as easy as it looks. Then you say...
And there's no sustaining power.
There's
you
no sustaining power.
Oh.
There's no sustaining power.
Mm-hmm.
So you started a business because your friend started a business. You had now people are planting avocados, so you also want to go and plant avocados.
Yes.
What people don't normally tell you is the process they went through before they started planting avocados.
Very true.
They only tell you how the avocados are bringing in money.
Yes. Yes.
And so you say, that's good money.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should also do that. So you go get a hire a piece of land, 40 acres, plow it, put in money. Then along the way, you realize the work that is required for you to get anything out of this. You just don't have the time, the resilience, and everything. You abandon it. So your friend is like, so how are you ever going to do it? I gave up. You didn't start right.
You didn't start right. Bishop, we are going to take a pause as Kennedy tells us some of the stories making headlines on Christian circles. When we come back, I know... People, if they are anything like me, they are very excited. They want to find out how then do we start right. And I like the fact that you've also drawn a distinction between competition and what else?
And conviction.
And conviction. Thank you so much, Bishop. I know we are going to be looking at the questions later, but let me just give him an opportunity. He has already started telling us... about starting right. I think the king number one, start with God. And you have talked about conviction and you've talked about dreams, separated dreams from comparison. Yes, so kindly.
And from wishes.
Oh, yeah, and from wishes. I wish. I had this.
I wish to have this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a wish of the future.
Oh, yeah.
Those dreams are very different from wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And wishes are what leads us to comparisons and competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams are very personal.
Yes.
They're very personal.
Mm-hmm.
There may be nobody else who has done what you're thinking about. And that's what makes them so captivating.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll propel you to the future.
Yes.
They'll get you going.
Mm-hmm.
They provide the adrenaline that is necessary for getting you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you. So now we have established that we need to think, we need to ask God, if we have a dream, we need to prayerfully, if you're a Christian, of course, ask God to help you with the conviction, the staying power. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes.
Still staying with dreams, because that is what I want us to talk about today.
Yes.
Why are dreams so important? Because dreams define direction.
Mm-hmm.
They define direction.
Yes.
It's what we would otherwise call vision. But I didn't want to use the word vision.
Yes.
Because it's been overused.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I have a vision.
Write your vision. Is
write
it Haggai?
Your vision.
Yes.
Yeah, Haggai say write the vision so that the messenger can run with it.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about vision now very casually, but the vision that we, from the perspective of dreams,
yes,
is a very personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be something that you have ever done or experienced. It doesn't have to be something you have seen somebody else do, though it can be. But it is a discernment that comes to you and begins to consume your mind, you know?
Yes.
And it could be that you see a need around you, and you are thinking, what can I do to respond to this need?
Yes.
Many of us, as especially as Kenyans, we do not think that way.
Mm-hmm.
We see problems, we see difficulties, we see challenges around us, and we lament about them.
We complain
about them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I appreciate about the Americans is their capacity to turn problems into solutions.
Yeah.
Even their own personal problems.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody went through an accident and survived the accident, but now they have lost their limb, or they have lost their speech, or they are not able to do their job anymore, etc. For majority of us, we want to go back into the cocoon and hide ourselves from the world and lament and cry. You know, serikali tusaidie. For Americans, they turn that round into an opportunity.
Yeah, to invent something.
Not just even invent, just tell their story.
Oh, yes, that's
this is how I went through this accident. This is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I survived. And we are there clicking on YouTube, watching this. Before you know it, they have 1 million views.
Yes.
They have 2 million views.
Mm-hmm.
They have written a book. People are buying those books. And the person is making more money, if we think, put it in monetary terms.
Yes.
Than when they were okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it is out of adversity, out of difficulty, out of, you know, this pastor during COVID-19.
Yes.
In the US, when there was the lockdown, the states that had lockdowns, they were not like our lockdowns. For them, you didn't even go outside your house. You know, for us, we were still moving around.
Yes.
But then they did not even go outside the house. So
as
you were
even the shops were open.
The shops were not even open. Yeah, so they had these grocery stores where you could just dash, get something, but get back. So in that being locked in,
yes,
churches are closed. This pastor is closed in, and he realized that his life, like many of us, was around the congregation. His life was around pastoring, talking to people, and that's where he got his energy from. That's where he got his life from. You know, not the offerings, but just the fact that every Sunday can stand before people and tell them what God is saying and so on. That is where his energy came from. But now these people are not there. So he was getting into this place where life was becoming very difficult. There was a possibility of him getting into depression. And he thought, how do I get about this? So he calls one of his colleague pastors and say, how are you coping with this? And as they talk, some ideas come. And he says, for me, this is what I'm doing. And his colleague says, that is so powerful. Could I call two or three of my colleague pastors and you just share with them this, what you have said?
Okay.
And they called two or three colleagues and the word spread. Why don't we do this for other pastors? Why don't we do an online pastors conference or something? That thing grew and became a global movement.
Wow.
Right now,
it's
a global movement. You know our pastor Kuchio.
Yes.
He's working for that organization.
Wow.
He's the Africa representative.
Wow.
What out of COVID-19, being shut in.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this thought, how can I share this with other pastors? He didn't intend to create a movement.
No.
He didn't intend to create an organization.
Mm-hmm.
People put in their monies. They said, this is so useful. Millions of dollars. Go and tell other pastors around the world.
Mm-hmm.
He came here and Kuchio drove them around, you know.
Yes, yes.
The counties, they were still closed but semi-closed, so they went around. That's how they got to know Kuchio.
Mm-hmm.
And he became, this thing became an international movement. He had a booklet, a very small booklet, explaining these four things
mm-hmm.
that you can do to survive adversity.
Wow. When other people were being treated for depression, he decided to do something.
Yes.
Wow.
And he became greater than he was when he was a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So dreams are not about just about who you are, where you are, what other people are doing, and so on. It is even those negative things that you've gone through, those God drops an idea. So mm-hmm. it that's why I think the idea of sitting at the feet of Christ,
yes,
is part of it, that the Spirit of God can drop this idea into your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes into your spirit, it gets you so excited. I don't know any of you who has ever gone through such an experience where an idea drops into your heart and mind and you can't sit down.
Yes.
You are pacing to and fro. Mm-hmm. You are super excited. You can stand under the shower and forget that you are showering.
Because you're just,
because you're just working it out in your mind, you know?
Yes.
An hour later, you're being called, hey, what are you doing? That's when yes. you remember, hey, I need to get out of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Because this thing has captivated your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It has captivated your heart. When you get those kinds of ideas
mm-hmm.
that capture your heart and capture your mind, when you embark on them, there is no issue about competition and comparison, because this is your idea.
Yes.
You can say with Martin Luther King,
mm-hmm.
I have a dream.
Mm.
And this dream is what is going to propel us to do what needs to be done. So for me, I believe it starts with that
mm-hmm.
dream. So this dream gives us direction.
Yes.
It tells us, this is where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I need to do. And it is so clear in your mind. It precedes decision making.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why I said foundations are important.
Yes.
That you build the right foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about foundations.
Yes.
But foundations come
after.
Way after
mm-hmm.
the dream. Many of us start with the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way we did foundation back in the village.
Yes.
Is fruit a cumber,
mm-hmm.
move a little more.
Yes.
I done it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Can we push a bit?
Oh, there was nothing guiding.
There's nothing guiding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have said you want to build a house.
Yes.
You don't even know the dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
You will do it on site.
Mm-hmm.
So just move a bit, a few more steps.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how things are done. So you move so many steps. No wonder your building will not be completed. Because you have found you moved it too far and now it is too big.
Yes.
You can't complete it.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts with that dream, that
mm-hmm.
conviction. What is in your heart
mm-hmm.
before what is in your hands?
Wow.
Yeah.
What is in your heart before what's in your hand?
Yes.
Powerful. Bishop, allow me to share with you something. Now
please
that you've
share.
Talked about... dreams. I read somewhere, I can't remember the name of the person who invented the sewing machine,
mm-hmm.
that he was so engrossed with creating a sewing machine that he dreamt that people had spears and they were telling him, why have you not created a sewing machine? But something interesting happened. When he was looking at those spears, they all had a hole.
Wow.
That's how the needle was invented.
Wow.
And a breakthrough to make a sewing machine. So when you're talking about that, I'm thinking maybe we are preoccupied with the wrong things.
Yeah, we are, with what is already there.
Yes.
Yes. That's amazing. I've never heard that story.
Yes.
But it is just amazing.
Mm.
In fact, now that you talk about it, mm-hmm. how the needles used to have a hole.
Yes.
At the back.
Oh, yes.
But for the sewing machine,
yes.
the hole is at the front.
Yeah. mm.
How do you make a hole in that smallest part of the needle? That is a breakthrough.
Very. And I think God, like you said, he's chasing us. He really wants to help us. Because personally, I don't know if that person was a believer or not. But that idea could not have come from the natural realm.
You see, yeah. God, we are the ones who are limited in our thinking.
Yes, yes.
When God wants to bring a solution,
mm-hmm.
when God wanted to feed the world,
yes,
who did he speak to? Pharaoh.
Pharaoh, yeah.
Pharaoh was not a Christian.
Very true. You would have thought he would have spoken to Joseph.
Yeah.
But Joseph didn't have the influence.
Yeah. Mm. He talked to Pharaoh. God has no limitation.
Wow.
So he will go and talk to someone who has the resources, the skills, the abilities, and they are not believers.
Yeah.
But he wants them to provide solutions to his people.
Mm-hmm.
God will give them the opportunity.
Wow.
Because that is not the basis on which they will enter heaven.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So you can't say I created sewing machines for your people. Allow me in.
No.
No, we will only enter heaven on the basis of our knowledge of Jesus Christ and accepting him.
Yes.
But in terms, while we are here on earth, God will use anybody who is willing and available
mm-hmm.
To give them ideas and to use those ideas to serve his people.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's not limited. That's why so many of innovations are being given to non-believers, because believers, we are stuck with prayers.
You know, there's a saying, the saying that you're so heaven-bound that you become...
of no earthly
of
good.
No. Yeah.
So too
so
heavenly-minded to be of any earthly good.
Good, yes.
Yeah, many of us as believers, unfortunately, we find ourselves there.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams also create ownership. So we have said dreams provide direction.
Yes.
Dreams precede decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But dreams also provide ownership.
Ownership.
That which you have dreamt
mm-hmm.
is yours.
Yes.
And you are willing to die for it.
Yes.
And with it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start with a dream, the likelihood of that dream being abandoned along the way mm-hmm. is very low.
Yeah.
It's very low.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, you have seen people who try and try and they try again and mm-hmm. they try again, and people are telling them, this thing is not working. Why don't you learn? But they try again. Why? Because this thing is their own dream
mm-hmm.
and they want to see it happen.
Yes.
But if it was something you are doing out of competition or comparison, you try two times, you say, the thing doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. I've tried. It didn't work for me.
Yeah.
You know, because it was not yours.
In the first place. Yes.
So you are running with somebody else's dream. But if you have a personal dream, it causes you to commit to the future
mm-hmm.
and to commit to anything that will come on your way until you see the outcome. So the foundational question mm-hmm. in starting right is, what is your dream? What is your dream?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of future are you seeing and hoping to contribute to?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of person are you seeking to be? Because if you can answer those,
mm-hmm.
that will help shape your dream. But question number two, which should be number one,
mm-hmm.
is after you have answered what kind of future are you thinking about, are you seeing? What kind of person are you seeing yourself becoming?
Mm-hmm.
And that is therefore your vision, that is your dream, that's what drives you. The next question, which should be question number one, is why?
Yes.
The why question. Why does it matter to you? Why does it matter to you? Mm-hmm. This thing that you are making a resolution about, why is it important to you? Because if you answer the why question,
mm-hmm.
the why question is what helps people to climb mountains, to go through forests.
Why reveals the intention?
The purpose. The purpose.
Okay.
The reason
mm-hmm.
behind it. You are going to Mombasa, yes, but why? If you had no purpose, reason for going to Mombasa,
yes.
If the vehicle breaks down in Athi River,
mm-hmm.
guess what will happen? You come back home. You come back home. You will go another time.
Mm-hmm. And you will have already wasted time.
You can even be in Tandei. You take mm-hmm. bus back. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was nothing really you are going for.
Mm-hmm.
So since an obstacle has come, you can postpone it. You'll do it next time.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us, therefore, the reason that we don't succeed is because we don't have a purpose. We don't have a reason
mm-hmm.
why we want to do the thing we want to do.
Yes.
But when you have a why, the obstacles that are here will not stop you from going. So if your vehicle breaks down, you take a bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
You get into a bus because I have to get to Mombasa
mm-hmm.
because of this. I have a very important event there. I'm speaking at a conference. I have a business deal that we are meeting over. Whatever that thing, that why purpose
mm-hmm.
is what will cause you to find alternative ways
yes.
of doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what will cause you, if you had thought this is the way I would do it, and it doesn't work out, then you look for another way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have no purpose, then you abandon at the very first obstacle that comes your way. That's why we don't last until March.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we abandon. There's no, the why question has not been answered.
Yes.
Those of you who know Simon Sinek,
mm-hmm.
he became famous with the why question.
Okay.
He said, start with the why. Start with the why. So if you are going to start right, start with the why.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing what you are doing? Is it to compete with others? Is it to show your neighbors that you also can do it? Is it to be called a doctor? That's mm-hmm. why you are going for the PhD.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because if that why question is not answered,
mm-hmm.
most likely you will not finish. Yeah.
So for many of us, we need then to ask ourselves the why question concerning the things that we have purpose to do. And you're telling us that for many of us, we have not asked ourselves why we want to do this.
No. We always start with a what question. What do I want to do? You mm-hmm. even the question we ask children, what mm-hmm. do you want to become when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what?
Mm-hmm.
So it's always the what question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? Well, you know, for me, I want to do this. I mm-hmm. want to do this. But you have not asked, why do I want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to get this? Why do I want to study this subject? Why? Because that why
mm-hmm.
should be born out of a conviction, a belief. And that's what will give you the staying power
mm-hmm.
to overcome any challenges that may come your way. So start with the why question, not mm-hmm. the what question.
The what questions. Why do you want to do this?
Why do you want to do it?
I once hosted children right here. And one said they want to become a pastor. So for every other one, I didn't ask them why. So I asked them why. And they said they want to be like their dad, to help people live their lives well. And I thought that was very profound.
That's profound.
This young man had a very small, maybe 12, 13 boy, had seen that whatever my dad is doing is changing people's lives. And so he wanted to do the same, to change lives. So you're telling us that young boy,
yes,
had answered that question.
That is so important, because mm-hmm. you see now, if indeed there is born out conviction, and then it is the people that are around them mm-hmm. help to nurture that.
Yes.
So it will withstand the pressure
mm-hmm.
of being a doctor,
yeah,
being an engineer,
mm-hmm.
being a business person, mm-hmm. because that's what people think. They say, Pastor, what? Why do you want to waste your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm.
yeah, you have such good brains. You're getting A's.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to be a pastor? But if it is born out of conviction, then that is what will make this young man become a pastor.
Wow.
Because they have a reason, they have a purpose. That's why they are there.
Mm-hmm.
So the why question is what will help you to avoid leadership failure. Once you have answered,
mm-hmm.
it's a good place to start. Start with the why,
mm-hmm.
not with the what.
Powerful.
Purpose.
And yes. it answers what you had said. You had said about activity. So most of us have a lot of activity, the what.
A lot of, yes.
But it's not aligned to
the
purpose why.
Yes.
Wow.
So you have a lot of activities, things that people are running around and doing this and the other,
mm-hmm.
But it is not aligned
mm-hmm.
with any purpose.
Yes.
Studies have shown
mm-hmm.
That, and we just did one recently for an organization.
Okay.
And it still came out very clearly
mm-hmm.
that where the vision is clear.
Mm-hmm.
When a leader is very clear on the vision,
yes,
of what they are doing
mm-hmm.
and are able to communicate it in a compelling manner,
yes,
to their team members,
mm-hmm.
it creates very high level motivation,
okay,
and commitment
mm-hmm.
to make it happen.
Okay.
So the greatest task, therefore, of a leader is to have that dream
mm-hmm.
and be able to communicate it well to your team members
mm-hmm.
so that they buy into the dream, they buy into the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Those people will be willing and ready to die
mm-hmm.
for that dream, for
yes.
that vision.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with a clear dream, it mm-hmm. starts with a clear vision, asking yourself, why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know there are many things that we do
mm-hmm.
for money. And I want to make money.
Yes, yes.
I want to make a lot of money. Mm. Now.
And it answers all things.
Ask then yourself,
yes.
why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to make money?
Okay.
Money is never an end to itself. Money
Very
is an,
true.
It's a tool.
Hmm.
So why do you want to make money? And many of us go in, take jobs,
mm-hmm.
go into business,
yes,
go into farming,
mm-hmm.
go abroad,
mm-hmm.
and do many things so that they can make money.
There's no purpose like...
There is no purpose. Money is the only driver that is causing them to get into all this. And that's why you'll find, therefore,
mm-hmm.
a person jumps from this to the next, to the other, because mm-hmm. they're chasing money.
Oh.
They have no purpose in life. Several years down the road,
mm-hmm.
when they are getting into their midlife crisis,
yes,
they face a crisis. Why? Because the amazing thing about age,
mm-hmm.
when you get to 40s, 50s, 60s, mm-hmm. some of these things that we run after begin to lose value.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you have a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
but are you fulfilled?
No.
So you find people in depression.
Yeah.
But they have money.
Mm.
They find people who are now destroying their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They are running around. They are sleeping around. They are doing all kinds of things. Why? Because they are now looking for fulfillment that money cannot bring.
Yes.
You know?
Mm.
But if they had started with a why,
mm-hmm.
money follows the why.
Very true.
And money that has followed the why mm-hmm. will not run you crazy.
Very true.
Yeah.
So we stand the jam 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening because of money.
Because of money.
Oh.
It is crazy. Why do you want to live your life for money?
No.
Yeah. So it ask yourself the why.
Mm-hmm,
the why do I need money?
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are very clear. I had a friend, an American friend, many years ago when I was still a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a very successful business.
Yes.
And in their core values, one of the core values was grow profitably.
Okay.
So I asked him,
mm-hmm.
this is strange because many people don't put that as a core value.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you say one of your values is to grow profitably? He said when he was at university, he was still a young man.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in the university, he saw so many people who were struggling with fees, especially internationals, and people struggling with paying medicals and homes and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So he got this conviction that he wants to make money
mm-hmm.
so that he can help these people.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the why question.
Mm-hmm.
He answered the why question behind his desire to grow profitably.
Mm-hmm.
So he said his business must grow profitably so mm-hmm. that he can make money to support those people who are in need.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let you know that part of why I am here today is mm-hmm. because I benefited from that money.
Wow.
So when I went to Bible school,
mm-hmm.
he paid part of our fees.
Mm-hmm.
When we just arrived in the U.S., he was a friend of us, the person who had helped us get into Bible school.
Mm-hmm.
He had a car ready for us,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Wow.
So we were driving with my wife, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
So later I understood why he was so generous.
Mm-hmm.
He supported some of our missions here in Kenya and so on. His business was designed to make money to support God's people.
God's people.
So he had the why question answered very well.
Mm-hmm.
And no wonder God blessed that business.
Yeah.
Because it was there to support God's people.
Mm-hmm.
So his why was not to make money. Make money for what?
Wow. Changing lives.
Changing lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that I believe in our starting right, whether you are starting a business, whether you are starting a family, whether you're starting a new year, whether you're starting a job,
mm-hmm.
whether you're starting everything. What is your dream for this organization? As a leader who has come into a new position,
mm-hmm.
what is your dream? What is your desire? And why? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that will give you conviction. That's what will help you to stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pause there.
Wow. Wow. You're telling us to pray. Okay, what I get is that when we get a dream, we're supposed to sit with God and meditate and wonder, why do I want to do this?
Dreams generally come out of, and I'm not talking here about the normal dream that you sleep and you get.
No.
We are talking about a dream in terms mm-hmm. of vision.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just come suddenly.
No.
They come in line with what you are passionate about,
yes,
what you
yes.
are thinking about,
mm-hmm.
the things that you are concerned about, and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's where then if you are very keen, and I would say for us as believers, you are prayerfully considering, God will drop this idea into your heart. Mm-hmm. God will provide this opportunity in your way so that you can provide those solutions.
Mm-hmm.
You see that pattern across scripture.
Yes.
But you also see it across life.
Mm-hmm.
God will not call you into a space where you are completely, you know, you are even wondering, how did I end up here?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Clueless.
You're clueless. Mm-hmm. No. God will bring Shiko into Hope FM mm-hmm. Media because there's something that God had already deposited in your life.
Yes.
That is aligned to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get yourself into a place, even media, Hope FM, because you saw your friends who are doing so well, or you watch somebody on TV and they say, I want to be like that person,
mm-hmm.
you come here and you get so frustrated, you cannot succeed because you're not doing what is within your heart.
Yes.
And what God has shaped you for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bishop, is it the same reason why we get very good leaders, quote unquote, who get into office, but they never ask themselves why? So they start getting distracted here and there. Because you're telling us, if I ask myself, why do I want to be a manager? Why do I want to be a governor? When I answer that question, then I will, you talked about it giving us direction so that I will know this one I can't do because mm-hmm. it's not aligned to my vision.
That's what we are talking about next week.
Oh.
Okay. Conviction
mm-hmm.
helps you to know what, not just can, because mm-hmm. there are many things we can do.
Yes, yes.
Can has to do with ability.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps you to know also the things I should not do.
Do, yes.
And the things I should do.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you that opportunity to say yes to some things
and
say no to others.
Wow.
No matter how good they are and no matter how much able you are to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I think we're going to stop there and look at some questions here.
Question of the day on the Leadership Forum.
Yes, quite a number of questions today. There are so many. Let me see. Yeah, people had missed Bishop. A minute. Someone is saying, I think it's a comment, if God was to bless according to our prayers, I would be in a very bad place, Bishop. And then and now I can move on to my day and cultivate my relationship with my Heavenly Father. Thank you, Bishop. Somebody just acknowledging
quoted.
That was... Yeah, I quoted you right there. There's somebody else. Hi, Shiko and Bishop Oginde. Loving the conversation. If you are a culprit... of abandoning so many things, how do I unabandon them? Like a master's, for instance, what corrective action can one take, especially if you have the shame of not following through and of finishing power?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next week,
mm-hmm.
not next week, next session. Week.
Yes.
In our next session,
mm-hmm.
we'll be talking about turning dreams
mm-hmm.
into reality.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about a bit about that whole issue of how do I turn that. But in brief,
mm-hmm.
go back and find out why,
mm-hmm.
again, the why question. Number one, why was I doing the masters?
Mm-hmm.
Because that will be the driving. Why was I doing the masters?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing it? Because all those around you have masters?
Mm-hmm.
Because some of us do that, by the way. I'm the only one in my office without a masters.
Mm-hmm.
And so you enroll to do a masters,
mm-hmm.
but you have no conviction about it. So find out why mm-hmm. you wanted to do a masters. Number two,
yes.
why are you dropping off?
Mm-hmm.
What are the reasons that cause you to drop off?
Okay.
So if you answer those two, you mm-hmm. can find the corrective measures.
Okay.
If you find, for example, that you are simply doing a master's, you actually don't need it, but you are doing it because everybody around you has one,
mm-hmm.
then forget about it. You know, masters will not take you to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So that answer that first question first, and mm-hmm. then answer the second one. If
yes.
indeed this master's is important,
mm-hmm.
then find out what we say is do a SWOT analysis of mm-hmm. yourself.
Yes.
Do a SWOT analysis of it. What are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can see how do I then develop a strategy
mm.
that will help me to complete mm-hmm. this that I keep abandoning.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Bishop. We rejoice together with heaven. There's somebody who gave their life to Jesus.
Amen.
Saying, good morning, I've just given my life to Christ. I think that's Anthony Asante Sana. Anthony has started right.
Started very right.
Started very right. Asante Sana. There's somebody else who's saying, good afternoon, Shiko and Bishop David. Ataya meku patia majina. Bishop Dr. David Oginde, what an enlightening session. Honestly, God has given me great visions on creating opportunities for the vulnerable young people in our city, Nairobi. I have been praying for God to connect me with divine enablers and partners to help me in fulfilling of this vision. Then he asks, how do I raise 1.5 million to start on actualizing my dream? And then he says, regards. That's somebody who has sat down. They even have the budget.
Now,
mm-hmm.
again, we'll talk about it, but let me say this, that mm-hmm. I don't know that God, if you already, you remember you start with the, what do you have in your heart?
Yes, yes.
Before what you have in your hand.
Hand, yes.
So now since he has this in his heart,
mm-hmm.
the next thing is what you have in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
It is not what people have in their hands.
No.
It is what you have in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Start with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you are waiting for 1.5 million from donors, from well-wishers.
We have calculated money that is in other people's pockets.
They are in other people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And God does not use things that are in other people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
He starts with what we have in our hands.
Okay.
God has given you this great passion, and I believe that is a very powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
But don't start with other people. Start with yourself. If
wow.
it means helping just one child.
One
person.
Mm-hmm.
Start with that one.
Mm-hmm.
They will grow to 2. They'll grow to 3. They'll grow to 10. They'll grow to 50. People will come
mm-hmm.
with not 1.5 million, maybe 20 million. Because they are seeing what you are doing.
Bishop, you're talking about dividing our whatever dream into a manageable something that we can do. Start with what you can.
Yes.
So that, but yeah, instead of dreaming, I want to build a very big, what is it called, school that I
yes.
will take children. So you're
yeah,
saying,
that's a
wow.
good dream,
mm-hmm.
but start with what you have.
Powerful. Powerful.
What do you have?
In your hand. Mm-hmm.
After what do you have in your heart?
Wow. Thank you, Bishop. Somebody else saying, praise God. Shiko and Bishop, kindly, how do you turn a dream to reality? And where do you start working on the dream? This is one Mr. Stitches. And he's just saying God blessed him with a beautiful baby girl. Congratulations.
Amen. Congratulations.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what we said, that our next session will be turning dreams into reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so our listeners, come next time.
Yes, tell a friend to tell a friend. Bishop will help us.
We'll try and discuss that.
Yes.
How to turn dreams into reality.
Asante sana. There is a lady called Diana Ingasiani. I know that lady. She's saying, I think what Bishop is trying to remember in his quoting Bishop Callisto Udede during yesterday's sermon is Prayer is not trying to persuade God to do what he has been resisting to do. Prayer is laying hold of God's will.
Exactly.
Wow.
You see, I was not the only one who was listening.
Yes. Wow, wow. Thank you so much. There's somebody else who's saying... There's someone who is saying they're learning a lot, quoting Habakkuk 2 and 2. The Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. So, Bishop, possibly you can shortly tell somebody they have the vision. You remember when you were starting, you said even if someone has said it. So, is it possible for you to help us understand how do you then write it down? Should it be a plan or...
By write down here does not necessarily mean sitting down and writing, which is also important.
Okay.
It's useful.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when we write down things,
mm-hmm.
they get ingrained in our minds and in our hearts.
Yes.
So, yes, write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Describe the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Describe the dream. If I quoted Pharaoh,
mm-hmm.
I quoted Nebuchadnezzar,
mm-hmm.
I quoted Martin Luther King Jr. I was trying to use people that we know
mm-hmm.
and who we can easily refer to.
Yes.
One of the things that was very clear in all of them
mm-hmm.
is that they could describe their vision, their dream.
Mm-hmm. They had internalized it.
Yes.
Yes.
So when Joseph goes to Pharaoh, and in fact, before Joseph goes to Pharaoh, when he's talking to his magicians and
mm-hmm.
his advisors and all these guys around him,
mm-hmm.
he said, this is what I dreamt.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained what he saw.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Nebuchadnezzar was slightly different
mm-hmm.
because his advisors used to deceive him.
Yes.
Giving him wrong interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now you have to tell me the dream first and then interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will know you're not lying to me. So when the dream was explained to him by Daniel,
yes,
he said, you are right. Why? Because he knew what that dream was.
Mm-hmm.
So the first place is state, write whatever it is down very clearly what your dream is.
Mm-hmm.
What is this dream?
Yes.
Sometimes people say, you know, I want to do a children's home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the broad vision. That's the broad now.
Mm-hmm.
There are many types of children's home. There are many kinds of children
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. So describe this thing clearly.
Yes.
What is moving your heart? And as I said, dreams don't just come. They come out of how God has wired us.
Mm-hmm.
So God will not speak to me to run a children's home when I have no passion for children.
Yeah.
You know?
The noise you say,
yeah. God will not call me into that. No, God will not get me into that.
Mm-hmm.
God usually
mm-hmm.
speaks to us on things that we are already passionate about.
Yes.
He has wired us for.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able, therefore, to describe this dream
mm-hmm.
in as much detail as you can possibly do. In the Catalyst, where we do leadership training,
mm-hmm.
one of the things we try to help people to do is to describe their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't describe your dream, there is no way that you can work on it.
Okay.
What we find very amazing in those people who come for our leadership classes
mm-hmm.
is there are so many people who have never sat down to describe their dream.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't even have it.
They don't know what they are supposed to do.
No, I went to university or I went to college or I did this.
Mm-hmm.
I trained as in economics or in accountancy, so I became an accountant and that's what I'm doing now. I want to be accounts manager or in finances. But they have never answered the question, why?
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much, Bishop. I think time is not on our side. I'm just going to read out some few comments here.
Oh, it is 101.
Yes, yeah, somebody saying, very profound, this is Frida. There are several people who are saying, I'm learning a lot from Bishop Nicholas. Lucy is saying, that's great. Irene Mugasia, so powerful on leadership. I'm grateful to have listened. Frida saying, hapo kwa fasting, Bishop, you have helped me. A very last question, somebody saying about people who take time to fast, but they never actually pray. Even as you finish with a word of prayer.
I have heard this said by several people that
mm-hmm.
praying without fasting
mm-hmm.
is just a hunger strike.
Mm-hmm.
I beg to differ. Or rather, fasting without praying is mm-hmm. a hunger strike.
Mm-hmm.
I beg to differ.
Yes.
The two mm-hmm. are gifts that... It's like giving an offering to God.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bring an offering to God...
Mm-hmm.
God sees my heart,
yes,
not my gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
And the intentions of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times that you can go into prayer and fasting,
mm-hmm.
but you can't even find words to express in terms of prayer.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
But you have taken this as a personal thing that I want to pray and fast. Let me put it this way.
Mm.
I prefer to use, I want to wait on the Lord.
Yes.
It's not prayer and fast.
Mm-hmm.
I want to wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So in my waiting in the Lord, I have decided that I'm going to set aside food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to refocus my thinking and my mind
mm-hmm.
on God.
Yes.
So, but also in this time, what is prayer? Prayer is conversation with God.
Yes.
In this time, I'm going to be talking to God.
To God.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, our conversation with God is not one way.
Mm-hmm.
In that time, I'm also going to read the Bible
mm-hmm.
and open my ears to hear what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is a two-way conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when I will just listen. There are days when I would take just time and shut completely
mm-hmm.
From everything
mm-hmm.
and just listen. I don't say anything.
Yes.
Because we are so used to telling God.
We speak to him,
but
and then
we don't listen to what he wants to tell us.
Yeah.
So I do not think that you must,
mm-hmm.
and I know that this could be misleading to mm-hmm. others. So I'm not saying you should not pray, but if your spirit is not connecting with God, release yourself to just listen to God,
yes,
in that season
mm.
and allow God to speak to you rather than you to speak to him, because he already knows the intentions of your heart. He knows the desires of your heart. He knows all those things. Rather than say blah 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 blah, 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 blah and say I'm praying,
yes,
when you're actually not praying.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who sometimes you listen to what they are saying and you just
it's
know this guy
prayer.
Is not praying. It mm. is not prayer, but people have to see that I'm praying.
Mm-hmm. People Bishop, we really have to go. There's someone who is saying, I was a secretary when I had Bishop talk on this kind of program, how to make yourself valuable. I went back to school. Now I teach in high school.
Imagine.
Powerful.
Amen.
So kindly tell a friend to tell our friend, we are really late. So your final comment before...
You still want me to make a comment and it's 5 minutes late.
Final.
Leaders who finish well
mm-hmm.
are those who start right.
Amen. Leaders
check
who finish,
yourself.
We should check ourselves.
Yes.
Leaders who finish well start
right.
Amen. Asante sana. Sorry, we have taken a little bit of time. We will be back the next Monday. But
every
one.
Monday, yes.
Yes. My name is Shiko. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into the Leadership Forum. Join us again on alternate Mondays for deeper insights on leadership. The Leadership Forum, discussing leaders and followers.